Raised by Soundfest is coming December 2nd. Go to raisedbysoundfest.com for more information.
The station with the city's soul.
You're listening to WYXR 91.7 FM, Memphis, Tennessee.
Listening to the new Untitled Show with Tim and Steve. I'm Steve Shelley, and I'm here with Tim Prudhomme, and we're going to play you a bunch of music for the next hour. We just heard I Fought the Lob. That was a version by Dux Deluxe. They made a 7-inch in 1975. Dux Deluxe were a pub rock band in London, so-called pub rock band, and they would also... Another pub rock band would be the 101ers, led by a younger Joe Strummer before he formed The Clash. Tim, what do we got next?
So you're saying Joe Strummer stole that cover from Dux Deluxe?
Well, I don't believe that people steal things like that. I think we pass the music around.
That's the spirit. I'm gonna pass this one around. This is an all-girl band from West Berlin called Malaria.
Thank you. is the only thing that matters at all, after all. I kiss, you kiss, each kiss, sweet lips. I tease and you squeeze and we find sweet bliss. That's how we know love is the only thing that matters at all, after all. And you're lucky too. Uh-huh. We're lucky and we know it's true. Love is so wonderful. I give and you is the only thing that matters at all, after all. Yeah. Love is the only thing that matters at all, after all.
You just heard Love is the Only Thing by Aretha Franklin from her debut album Aretha that came out in 1961, and that tune featured the lovely guitar stylings of Clifton Skeeter Best, who was born on this day in 1914. Happy birthday, Skeeter. Before that was Groove Holmes by the Beastie Boys from their Check Your Head album that came out in 92. And we have a happy birthday to Mike D. Steve, you know Mike D, right?
That's right. Wish
him a happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Mike D.
Yay. Before that, we have You Got the Love. That was by, I'm pretty sure they were a fake band, Professor Morrison's Lollipop. Came out on a 7-inch on White Whale in 1968. Written and produced by the Levine and Resnick duo. Although I think Chris Resnick, Artie's sister, might have co-written that song.
And when you say Levine, you're talking about Joey Levine, right?
Yes.
All right. So he plays big on this show.
Yes, in my world, yes. Before You Got the Love was I Got the Love by Charles Wright and the Watts 103rd Street Rhythm Band. It was a 7-inch from 1971. And we started the set off with Your Turn to Run by Malaria from their New York Passage EP on Catch a Lot label from 1982. And Steve, what do we have next?
Let's listen to some Derek Harriott.
Time the park, holding hands together. I never should have gone away and left you like I did. I thought you'd take me back, but I was just a little bit late. Guess I've had my day, you let me go my way. It's me who has to pay, the loser they call me.
Show but more blues, and all this talk about leaving. since you moved. Took all the happiness. Ever since you left, my life in a mess. Ever since you left, I owe that dress. Baby, can't you see? You left my life in a mess. And baby, I must confess, baby, that me,
what you want,
minus you,
what you need,
equal loneliness.
What you want to
do,
what you
mean,
what you want to
manage you,
do what you mean,
equal loneliness. All the people, old neighborhood, all used to tell me about how you be so good. And all the little places, baby, that we used to go. That's the very same places I just don't want to go no more. Really bring me so, and I
do what you want,
me minus you,
do what you need,
equal loneliness,
what you want, do what you need,
me
do what you want, do
minus you,
do what you need.
I need why were you as in me,
what you want,
mine is you,
what you need,
equal loneliness,
what you want, what you
river of song flowing from my eyes, seems as though I can't realize how many's gone, he's left this time. River of song turns to night.
Even my $500 super slash. And I just lay there watching the sun fall down from the sky, not wanting to open the letter, but open it anyway and seeing those two words, lover, lover, goodbye. so slowly goes the night. Next to me lies your body, playing like the map of some forbidden land. I trace the ghosts of your bones with my trembling hand. Dark is my night, and dark is my day. I must have been blind, out of my mind. I never saw the warning signs. How goes it? It goes lonely. It goes slowly. As all slowly goes the night. Ten lonely days, a ten lonely nights. Come, I'll watch the moon get played each night until the moon becomes the skin in night. The skins of my sins I send to cover and comfort. Bed. I never forget the words you said. One evening I'm leaving, and I left and checked her breathing. I said, darling, I'll go slowly through the night. Oh baby, I feel the heel of time, and it hurts to find you sitting right there, cutting tangles out of your hair, singing a song that's all wrong. Hey, but that's all right. I don't care. No, I'm sorry for all the misery.
All right. We just heard Slowly Goes the Night. That was Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds from Tender Prey. That was their album On Mute from 1988. We've been slowly going through the Nick Cave catalog. And one of the future shows, we'll keep playing more. Before that was River of Salt. That was Keddie Lester, new Untitled Show favorite. And that was a 7-inch B-side on Era Records. She released that in 1962. Me minus you equals loneliness. That's Dr. John from his Desitively Bonnaroo LP. He released in 1974. Produced by Alan Toussaint. Features Art Neville on organ, Leo Nocentelli on guitar, Ziggy Modalisti on drums, and we wish a big happy birthday to Dr. John. And that's basically the Meters backing him up there in some degree. Some of Shelley's Blues, that's the Continental Drifters. That's from a self-titled record that they put out on Monkey Hill in 1994. And that song, of course, was written by Monkey Mike Nesmith. And we started off this set with The Loser by Derek Harriott. That was a 7-inch on Crystal D, I believe a Jamaican label. It came out in 78. It was written and produced and distributed by Derek Harriott, a real go-getter. And we're continuing on.
Yes.
In the background, Tim, I've got a song playing called Som Imaginario de Jimi Hendrix. It's by The Pop. It's a Brazilian band. So we're getting ready for some birthday action here.
Yes, well, and this—that's apropos because this next song was produced by Jimi Hendrix. He also plays guitar on this track for a band called Heir Apparent.
to say, gonna hide myself away. Find a way in the ground, no one else for miles around. What am I am doing wrong? Should I stay where I belong?
hair in a bed of swords. I buried your legs in a knifeless snake.
listening to the new Untitled Show with Tim and Steve. And we started that set off with Yes, I Need Someone by Heir Apparent from their album Sunrise that came out on the Buddha label in 1969. As I mentioned, produced by Jimi Hendrix. We followed that with I Love Dancing with Joshua by Buffalo Gals on Mighty Feeble compilation on the New Alliance label from 1983. All the songs on this compilation were recorded on cassette. We followed that by something else that was recorded on a four-track cassette. That was Legless Love by Devendra Banhart from his album Oh Me, Oh My. Came out on Young God label in 2002. That was followed by God Rest His Soul, Greg and Dwayne Allman with 31st of February on the Greg and Dwayne album from 1973, which consisted of demos recorded in 68 by Greg and Dwayne with Butch Trucks Folk Band. Was released 6 months after Dwayne's death. He actually died 4 days after their live album at the Fillmore East reached number one. That's a sad story, isn't it, Steve?
It is. And a sad song, too.
We ended that set with Johnny Jenkins, who people know him mostly. He led a band called the Pine Toppers, who recorded here in Memphis at Stax one day, and they finished up their recordings early. So Johnny Jenkins' driver, Otis Redding, said, "Hey, can I sing a song?" And that's how that all started. Mm-hmm. Johnny actually, he did end up playing on a lot of Otis Redding's early stuff, which I did. I always thought it was Steve Cropper, but it was actually this Johnny Jenkins, who supposedly he was a flamboyant left-handed guitarist who influenced Jimi Hendrix. I just read about all this week. But that song came out on an album, Tonton Macou. Maybe you say it's Haitian for Uncle Gunny Sack. Hmm. Came out on Atco in 1970. And the song was I Walk on Gilded Splinters, written by birthday boy Dr. John. And featured on that song was the dobro playing of birthday boy Dwayne Allman.
And we're going to say goodnight for another new Untitled Show. Tim, let's leave him with Iron Leg, some instrumental music by Mickey and the Soul Generation, a 7-inch from 1969. See you next week.